The following people could be forced to take a shvua, even though no taina's bari is being made against them, no definite claim is being made against them, just a taina's suffix. They are suspected of taking money. That alone could force them to take a shvua. Hashutzim, partners. If one partner suspects that the other partner might have taken some money, he could force that partner to take a shvua. Baha, a recent, a sharecropper that is working on somebody else's field and taking a percentage of the crops, the owner of the field could force him to take a shvua that he did not take some of the crop that was not due him. Vaha apotropin, and a caretaker, somebody who is running somebody else's finances, could be forced to take a shvua that he did not take some of the money. Veisha hanosas v'hanosenes betuch habayis, and a woman that is running a business with her husband's money, she's a storekeeper, or the woman is running her husband's finances, her husband could force her to take a shvua that she did not take some of the money for herself. Uben habayis, and children that inherited property from their father, if one of the brothers is running the property, the other brothers could force him to take a shvua that he didn't take some of the money for himself. Now the reason why the chachamim were metaken that any of these people could be forced to take a shvua with a tainus suffix is because all these people are working hard on somebody else's property, and they might be more ahead, or they might justify taking some of the money for themselves since they're working hard. So therefore, the chachamim were metaken that they could be forced to take a shvua, even though no definite claim is being made against them. Amar lo ma'ata to'anani. If any of the above people ask to the person who is making a tzvia against them, what claim do you have against me? Ritzoini shetishbali. And the person who is tovea them says he has no definite claim against them, just he wants that they should take a shvua chayiv. That kind of suffix alone would force them to take a shvua. Choku ashutzin v'har recent. Ein yachol lashbil. But if the partners or the sharecroppers already split, the partner already took his chelek, and the sharecropper took his chelek, then the partner and the owner of the land could no longer force the shutif or the aris to take a shvua with only a tiny suffix, since they already took their chelek. Nisgavla lo shvua mimako macher, megavlin alav ezakol. But if the shutif or the aris is chayav a shvua to the other shutif or to the owner of the land for a different reason, when they take that shvua, they could be forced also to take this shvua that the shutif or the aris didn't take some money that was not due them. This is called a gilgul shvua, which is minat Torah, which is that when somebody is chayav one shvua, they could be forced to take another shvua, which under other circumstances they would not be forced to make. V'hashvias mishametes et hashvua. This is not referring to the above cases, the above shvuas that we were talking about until now. Shvias is not mishamet. We're talking here about a shvuas modat b'miksas. Somebody admits partially to a claim that is being made against him. Minat Torah his mechuyev to take a shvua that he does not owe the full amount of the claim. But if shvias passes before he takes the shvua, the shvias would be mishamet the shvua. Just like shvias is mishamet the chov. If somebody owes money to somebody else from a loan, if shvias passes before he pays back, he no longer has to pay back the loan. So too, if shvias passes before somebody takes the shvua's motive of miksas, shvias would be mishami the shvua, and he would no longer be chayav to take that shvua. Mishach shvuas parachas mishalef arba shaymrin hain. There are four different types of guardians, and each one of these guardians has a different din. Shomer chena, somebody who is guarding something and not receiving compensation. Bahashoyo, a borrower. Osei socher, somebody who is guarding something and receiving compensation for guarding it. Bahasocher, and a renter. Shomer chinam nishpa alakol. A shomer chinam is something happened to the object that he is guarding. No matter what happened to it, he would take a shvua that he was not posher, that he was not at fault, and that he guarded it properly, and he would be puzzled from paying. Bahashoyo mishalim etakol. A borrower, no matter what happened to the object that he borrowed, he would have to pay, even if it was an ones, an unavoidable occurrence. Only if it's mesa machmas malacha is he pater, meaning to say that the object got ruined while he was using the object for its intended purpose. In such a case, even a shoal would be pater. No se sachar v'ha seicher nishbain al hashvura v'al hashvuya v'al hamesa. A shomer sachar and a socher have a din that's in between a shoal and a shomer chinam, which is that if it was an ones, an unavoidable occurrence, that the object got destroyed, either it was an animal that broke a limb or got cancer or died, these are own sins, and they would take a shvuah that they were not at fault, and they would be patur from paying. Umeshamin et ha'aveda ve'et ha'gneva. But if the animal was lost or stolen, they would have to pay.